Sometimes you feel dissatisfied because we are not able to sadhana bhakti. Say, read Prabhupada books regularly for a certain number of hours, or chant attentively, or we don't have the consciousness. So, is this dissatisfaction right? As it may help us. The important thing in bhakti is anukulya sankalpa, anukulya sivachana. Accept that to favorable, reject that to unfavorable. So, Krishna is here, the soul is here. And some wrong patterns of behavior or wrong circumstances are here. So, what should be done? The soul should be going closer towards Krishna. So, it should not be going closer towards the wrong patterns of behavior. So, say, if we have only a certain amount of time in our schedule for doing studies, or say, Prabhupada books or whatever, then use whatever time we have. If that time is also going away in dissatisfaction, there are so many books to study. I have only half an hour. In half an hour, what are you studying? Half an hour is so less. There are so many books to study. And if I think like this, then half an hour also goes away. And I don't really study that. So the important thing is, meaning there is a circumstantial aspect to bhakti and there is a transcendental aspect. We should not let the circumstantial blind us to the transcendental. Circumstantial means, yes, our schedule is very tight and we have only half an hour to study. But our spiritual, Krishna is watching us and appreciating the sincerity of our endeavor. Somebody might study 6 hours and you might study half an hour. But we are studying with sincerity. Krishna can inspire us more in that half an hour than what Krishna is inspiring someone else in 6 hours. And we can feel greater the presence of Krishna, we can become more purified, we can get more illumination from within that half an hour also. So, if we do, the one definition of surrender is to do what we can with what we have now. Surrender means to do what we can with what we have now. Okay, I have half an hour. I can study this for now. Let me do that. That is surrender. And if you do that, Krishna will enable us to do more. So dissatisfaction in the sense of wanting more time, longing for serving Krishna, that is good. But that longing should not consume the time that we have for serving Krishna. That longing should make us treasure every moment that we have for serving Krishna. So our longing should be expressed in our actions in whatever time we have. And that way Krishna will see that and Krishna will reciprocate. And in the long run, he may give us more time to study later, or he can give us illumination even in the little time that we are studying. So the important thing is we stay connected with Krishna as much as possible in our circumstances. And Krishna will take care of the rest. Thank you.